News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The protesters said throughout that they were putting a gun to the head of the government, and Micheál Martin said that you cannot hold the country to ransom. What James Gagan has outlined is that you can do both of those things very successfully, because apparently now they are going to be attending that meeting with the Minister for Agriculture.
But look, there are about seven representative bodies that are meeting colleagues today, and these are bodies that have been engaging with various different ministers, not just today for the first time, but since the end of February, probably since we've started to see the impact of fuel prices and the impact that it's having on people. So my colleagues have always, and government will always, engage with representative bodies that are constituted bodies where people are elected and where they are representing a significant number of people across the country.
But is James Gagan attending this meeting?
And I have no doubt that I personally can't say whether he is or not, because as far as I'm concerned and aware, he wasn't attending any of the other meetings and he hasn't been directly invited by government. The representative bodies have been invited. So if they choose to, or if somebody has invited people through a different route, my understanding is very clear that the representative bodies that have been met for the last number of weeks that we have been engaging, can I say, in a very productive way, and have been discussing various different options and ways in which we can support people and help people, they are the bodies that are being met this morning.
Well, sorry, hang on. Minister, let me be just clear on this. Are you saying that the government has not issued an invitation to James Gagan directly or any other representative of the fuel protest to attend this meeting?
Yes. So what I'm saying is the representative bodies that are being invited today, and I don't know who they're bringing, I have to stress that, representative bodies will bring in different people and that is a matter for them. But I'm saying the representative bodies, and there are at least seven of them coming in today to meet at least three or four ministers, if not more, they are the bodies that have been engaged with throughout. They are the bodies, can I say, that government have been engaging with prior to the €250 million that has been provided to directly assist people who I fully appreciate, and I have to stress this. We know people are in a very difficult position. We know that what is happening in the Middle East is not just happening on a global scale. It's directly impacting people in their homes today. And that is why we want to support them. That is why we want to work with them.
But does that then,
and that
for
is
mean,
why these meetings have been happening.
Okay.
So I can't talk directly for James Gagan, genuinely. What I can say is my colleagues are meeting directly with the representative associations, the people who
okay,
have
but
been
let me just read between the lines then, because if what you are saying is that there has been no direct invite made, but that you are meeting representative organisations and that you can't guarantee who they bring. Does that mean, in essence, that if these protesters arrive at this meeting, it is as a plus one brought by one of the other representative organisations who were already invited?
So I can't be any clearer, Anton. It's the representative associations that have been directly invited. And I stress this because people might say, well, why are we not meeting with every protester? Why are we not engaging directly in that way? Government has to engage with elected bodies. Government has to engage with people who are democratically elected to represent the people that they represent, whether it's farmers, whether it's farm contractors, whether it's hauliers, whether it's bus operators. And there are many people at the moment who are particularly hard hit because of the increase in fuel. This is their livelihood. This is their business.
Minister, there's nothing precluding government meeting anybody they want to.
What I'm saying is, when you're trying to deal with a crisis of this level, and it is, and we appreciate that this is a global crisis and this is something that's been caused in the Middle East outside of our ability to deal with it directly, but we are trying to deal with it in the way that we can. And so far we've provided a package.
And
that has been through engagement, can I say, with these representative associations.
Okay, we have that point. There's
speaking
two other
on behalf
issues that
of
I
their
want
members,
to ask
and it's really important that
one
they
is
do.
The ultimatums that have now been put in place by the protesters, because what we've heard there from James Gagan is that the list of demands now runs to: one, a meeting with the Minister for Finance; two, the carbon tax be abolished; three, there be a cap on numerous different types of fuels; and four, that oil exploration be opened across the off the west coast of Ireland; and five, that the Dáil be recalled this evening. And if that doesn't happen, protests continue. What's your response to those demands?
Well, look, I'm not going to negotiate on the airways. I think anybody knows the Dáil can only be recalled by government or by Taoiseach. And beyond that, any discussion on any type of support, it's to happen through these meetings. And that's exactly what has been happening. So the support that's been provided to date, it's because we have sat down, we have listened to, and we have engaged directly with those who are representing thousands of people across the country. Anything further that's done, any other engagement, that's what these meetings are for. That's what's been happening over the last week. And that's what's going to happen today. But I'm certainly not going want to negotiate or engage on specific demands on the airways. And I don't think that would be an appropriate thing to do.
You could react on the feasibility and practicality of the overall demands.
Well, look, there's a lot of asks in there. I think everybody can see that. What we want to do is reduce the pressure on people. What we want to do is alleviate the pressure on people. But can I just say, in my own role as Foreign Affairs Minister as well, having spoken to a number of colleagues yesterday, I spoke to my colleagues in the region, I spoke to colleagues in the UAE. The focus this weekend is also to make sure that the ceasefire that is in place, that can continue.
Okay.
That the small number of ships that are getting through the Strait of Hormuz, that continues. Because that's what's going to bring the prices down.
And this time yesterday morning, your ministerial colleague, Jim O'Callaghan, put out a press release that was read in tooth and claw, indicating that the defence forces were being called in as aid to the civil power and that they were going to start removing vehicles and that nobody was to complain if vehicles were damaged in that process. Where's the defence forces?
So firstly, any type of policing for protests, it's an operational matter for the Gardaí. That has always been the case. That's not going to change. The defence forces are there to assist if they are needed. So there's a very clear structure. There's a very clear system in place. The Gardaí respond to protests. They have the operational matter force.
And have the guards put in a request for them to remove vehicles yet?
So the Gardaí put in a request. It's called a C-70 form yesterday morning. What happens beyond that then is an operational matter for the Gardaí. But it is, I think people will know and understand this, it's not the norm, perhaps, that the Defence Forces would assist. But they are there to assist if they are needed.
Minister, thank you very much. That's Minister Helen McEntee, who's Minister for Defence and Foreign Affairs. We were talking earlier on about John Connolly being the man, according to James Gagan, who issued the invite for him to attend that meeting. John Connolly is on the phone now. He is, of course, TD for Galway West. I think he's joining us from a train. John Connolly, did you invite James Gagan to this meeting?
No, I wouldn't have the liberty to invite anybody to a meeting that I wasn't organising or facilitating. I met the Galway delegation yesterday morning, Anton. I asked them to stop the protest because I was aware that talks were going to be taking place today.
He says you invited him.
No, I couldn't do that. I met the Galway delegation, and my sense of it was that the Galway delegation could make progress if they engaged with their Irish Road Hauliers Association, and I believe the Hauliers Association were available to do that and open to that. And when we met last night with the Galway delegation, they wanted to try and create, a general sense that there was an effort here to bring this protest to an end.
But how can he have gotten the wrong end of the stick wholeheartedly?
They wanted to engage the Dublin, the protesters in other areas, and I advised them at that meeting that they would have to do so through the Irish Road Hauliers Association. Nobody was under any other impression other than that was the case.
So to be absolutely clear, James Gagan says John Connolly invited me. John Connolly says, no, I didn't.
John Connolly says his advice was to advise that the protesters should bring their views and opinions to the Irish Road Hauliers Association and that would be brought to the meeting with the government representatives. I could not invite anybody to a meeting. I didn't have the authority. I wouldn't have the authority. John. That was my clear position, and that was outlined to everybody who was at the meeting with me last night.
John, thank you very much. John Connolly, Fianna Fáil TD there for Galway West.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.